This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Now, news of an unusual lawsuit, Kitson versus Us Weekly. It's a lawsuit charging what might be called product displacement. If product placement is getting a brand name item in a movie or a photograph or a magazine, then displacement would be airbrushing or cropping out the brand name or the unmistakable item that says Coca-Cola or Bloomingdale's, or in this case, Kitson. Kitson's an L.A. boutique favored by the likes of Lindsay Lohan and Nicole Richie. Us Weekly is a magazine, and Us Weekly is to Lindsay Lohan and Nicole Richie roughly what Golf Digest is to Tiger Woods and Ernie Els. So what is Kitson complaining about? Well, we're going to put that question now to David Housley, who is editor of the New York-based media gossip blog, Jossip. David Housley, what's the complaint here?
There was some bad blood that was generated by one of their editors who hosted a party, and Kitson's owner, Fraser Ross, picked up the bill with the expectation, it said, that Us Weekly would give his store some editorial play, which is a pretty blatant journalistic ethics violation, if this is true. And in the end, there wasn't enough editorial play, and Kitson was unhappy, and so they settled the matter with a small five-figure payment and disagreement that they wouldn't badmouth each other. So now we have Kitson filing this lawsuit saying, Us Weekly, by cropping photos, removing the Kitson name out of the photos, by not putting Kitson's website alongside products that can be purchased from the store, is actually disparaging it and hurting their business.
Has someone actually invoked journalistic ethics in this discussion?
I have, because we have a situation where this magazine, it's dealing with celebrity gossip, so it's not necessarily the upper echelon of journalism. However, the owners and editors of that magazine will publicly attest to the fact that they maintain stringent journalistic standards, that they do their necessary research, that they do their fact-checking, and that, their editorial can't be bought.
But if I understand this, there have been pay. I've looked at Us Weekly today, and I can see stars wearing T-shirts that have commercial logos on them, or stars who are holding a box of ice cream that one could decipher what the brand is that they bought the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been cases when there was a picture of a star carrying something that clearly would have been seen as being from Kitson, and that was the picture was not represented in that way in the magazine. Is that what they say?
That's what the lawsuit claims, that there was a photo of a Kitson bag that was blatantly cropped out, and now they're looking for damages at $10,000 a month.
$10,000 a month.
Yeah.
They feel that they would be doing that much business if only Us Weekly were treating them the same way they're treating other retailers.
That is their claim. Any marketer, will tell you that getting play in a magazine like this editorial is worth exponentially more than a bought advertisement.
It would be more valuable to see the NPR tote bag slung over the shoulder of Lindsay Lohan than to see the NPR ad somewhere nearby in the magazine.
Absolutely. And I'm sure for the right price, you can get Lindsay Lohan. Put it in NPR too. I'll ask her publicist.
But, that's right.
You can
skip that request. That's right.
Absolutely. When you have a starlet who's so markable like Lindsay, when she shops at Kitson, immediately you've got millions of dollars of marketing power from, these young tween and teen girls, directed at Kitson. Whether they're in L.A. or not, they can still go to the website.
It's David Housleib, who is editor of the New York-based media gossip blog, Jossip. He spoke to us from Paris. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.